Okay, everybody, welcome back. Shalom aleichem to all. So it's all good to see everybody, and hope you had a meaningful Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and now it's the long haul, you know, of the winter. So Bez Hashem should be a continued good year of learning, Bez Hashem. And we're continuing in Hilchos Nida and all the different packets and inyanim. And after a certain point, we take a break and we have chazara, you know, like an oral pachin of sorts. But we have time for that. But I always recommend that you do chazara on a regular basis, because. If you don't do chazara on a regular basis, as it is, it gets. Yes, you want to bring up some chairs? Bring up some chairs. You do chazara on a regular basis. So this way, Bez Hashem, you'll be able to coin the limud of Hilchos Nida. And Bez Hashem, some of you are married already, some of you are not married yet, but you'll see that when you get engaged, there's not going to be so much time to learn Hilchos Nida well. So now's the opportunity to learn Hilchos Nida well, because I don't know how many other opportunities there are going to be to learn it well like this. So Bez Hashem, I hope that it's a good limud and should really be kind of. Okay, the minig is that we always start with a niggun. Whenever we start the zman or we have a big break, we start with the niggun and we go into the learning. And okay, so that's we'll be here as well. Avinu ha'varachamon ha'mirachem rachem aleinu v'sein b'libeinu Avinu le'askil, Avinu avarachamon, Amirachem rachem aleinu, V'sein b'libeinu vino, Le'avinu le'askil, so we've been learning the inyan of kesem, that is Nida Daraisa and a Nida Darabatan. So the Nida Daraisa means it's Hargasha. And even though today it's a question what the Hargasha of today is, but there's something. Either Riboy Dam or Bedika Bifnim is considered Baba Hargasha. So then it's Tvadei Tomei. Tvadei Tomei. But when it comes to a kesem, so that means, kesem means the dam was found outside the body. It was found on the clothing, on the leg, or something like that. So then, that's a din, she's still tamei midrabanan. But even though she's only tamei midrabanan, she still has to do the whole process of 5 days and 7 days in the Zayin Nikiyim, the whole thing. But since it's only the Rabbanan, there were certain kulas that that exist. So one kula we learned already that has to be a shear. It has to be kigris ve'od, which in a future discussion we'll see exactly what the shear is. Is it a nickel? Is it a penny? Is it a whatever it is? And if it's less than that shear, so we're told that it's not damnida and she's tahora. Now in a bedika cloth, that's inside, that's a daraisa, so therefore she'll be tame even a little bit. But then, so that's one kula that you have by ksamim. The second kula we learned already is bigdei tzivonim, that if the kesem is found on colored garment, so then she is she's tahora, even if it's bigger than a gris v'ot. Because Chazal weren't gozer ksamim on big day tzivonim, so that was a second thing that we learned. And today we're up to the third thing, that it has to be a kesem has to be on something that is mekabel tuma, and if it's on something that's not mekabel tuma, even if it's bigger than a gris, then she's tameya. She is, if it's on something that's not mekabel tuma, then she is tahora. The only time she's tameya if the kesem is found on something that is mekabel tuma. So if it's found on her clothing is mekabel tuma. If it's found on her body's mekabel tuma. But certain things that are not mekabel tuma. One classic example is karka olam, right? The ground. If it's found on the floor, found on something mechuber lekarka. Something that's the karka itself, say. Chubal karka is a discussion, but the karka itself is, now is not mekabel tuma. So kesem, so the Gemara is kesem that's found on the karka is not mekabel tuma. So she'd be tahora. Okay, now, first we have to see what the mokar for this halacha is, and then why should this halacha be so. Whereas the din of gris, we explain at Yitola b'makolis, if it's less than a gris. The din of tzivonim, we explain, Rabbi Chaskel Roth has, that maybe you won't be able to see the color properly. But why should there be a din of, it has to be something on something that's makabel tuma? So first, where does it say such a thing? So the Mishnah, on Nun Tesamid Beis on the bottom. So the two parts of the Mishnah, let's go to the second part. Yoshvo Safshal Evel Itzbashal Mechatz. If it's found on Evan, and Evan is not a stone, is not Makabal Tumma. Right? So or something that's it's the Bashal Merchatz. Rabbi Nechemi Mitaish, Rabbi Nechemi Omer Kol Dovish, Einu Mekabel Tuma, Einu Mekabel Ksam. So these things are not Mekabel Tuma. So they're not Mekabel Ksam. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nechemi. And ultimately, that's how we pask. Not everyone agrees to that, but that's how we pask. Let's see what the Gemara says on Samach Amid Beis, on page 2. Amar Rav Nasna,
My time with the Rebbechem, Nixiv Nixon, Oritz, Teshiv. Kaden Shiyoshval, Oritz, Nixon. Right, so if it's on the Oritz, it's Naki, it's Tahar. Amar of Huna, Amar of Chanin, Matar, Yab Nechem, Yafil, Bachre, Klicheris.
We know, what's the din of Klicheris? You have pottery, Klicheris. So Klicheris is only Makabal Tumma inside. Right. But on the outside of the klicheres, on the gav of the klicheres, not metame.
So what if a kesem was found on the achare klicheres? So it's not, it's tar. So the Mishnah says pshita. So the Mishnah says ma'ud teim aligzor gabo atu socho. So I might think that you should be goes there. Maybe you'll make a mistake if you'll metare the outside. You'll come to be metare the inside. Kamashmul, and then when that goes there. And then the Gemara gives another example. Amar by Mitaya and Chemib Matlonius, Abraham Sholosh al Sholosh, Lochazin, Lola Nim, Lola Shir. Or if you have little cloths that are not Sholosh etzbos or Sholosh etzbos, so what are you going to do with such a cloth? It's too small. Aniyim don't use it, Ashirim don't use it, so it's not Mekabal Tumma.
So Memela, also it won't have a din of Ksam. But again, that's only Ksam. Say a woman does a Bedika with something that's not Mekabal Tumma. Right? We'll give examples. So it doesn't matter, because a Bedika is, we assume, is a Daraisa. Once you're in the Daraisa realm, you don't get this kula. Right, we'll see. There is a school of thought that all disposable things are not Mekabel Tumma. That's a significant array of poskim hold like that. So Mimela, so say a woman would go inside with, so a tissue, say, is not Mekabel Tumma. So what's the din of a tissue? So the din of a tissue is that if you many poskim hold that if you, this is a shayla that comes up all the time, a woman wipes with a tissue. So tissue is not, if you assume since a tissue is disposable, it's not mekabel tumma, so then there wouldn't be a problem. But if she goes inside with the tissue, she goes internally with the tissue, so then already it's a shayla of a daraisa, according to some. So memela, she doesn't get a kula, even though it's disposable. Well, for example, a tampon is a classic example. A tampon is also disposable, so it's not mekabel tumma. But we're not going to say she's tahora because a tampon penetrates inside. So if that goes inside, so memela what? She's going to be tamea. Even though it's not mekabel tumma, because the kula of ein mekabel tumma is only a dover mibachutz. Only a dover mibachutz. Assuming that yisod is true, that things that not everyone, that was the psak for many poskim. Rav Yashiv has a different mahalach. Rav Yashiv held disposable things on Mekabel Tumma. So that changes a lot of things in Hilchas Nida. Rav Yashiv also holds, this I was reading just last night, they came out with a sefer in Hilchas Nida, Rabbi Morgenstern, who was one of his shamasim, one of his talmidim, not just a shamas, a talmid, a big talmid chacham. He was Mishamish for many years, so he came out with the Sefer in Hilchas Nida. So it seems from the way I understood the Sefer, the Rav Yashiv held like the Cheshev Ha'ifot, that if you do a kinuach, that's called a kesem on the guf, because you're just transferring. Because no one's going to say if a kesem fell on something that was Mekabel Tumma, and then you transfer it to something that's not Mekabel Tumma, oh, now I got a kula. to kesem she'ena mekabel tuma, but it was on the thing that was mekabel, that was mekabel tuma first. So transferring doesn't work. So the chesh of eifod, that's the Chanuch, Rav Chanuch Padova, was a big poisek in London, whatever. So he held that all kinuachs are considered a call a kesem on the goof. So mele, you wouldn't just, so therefore, even if you want to say that the tissue is not mekabel tuma, it doesn't matter because it's transferring. And Rav Avadi Yosef defended the other tzad to say, no, the transferring means if you knew that it was already on the thing that was mekabel tuma, and then you're transferring. But here, the first time you came in contact was on the thing that it was eino mekabel tuma, so therefore it's considered the kesem sheinu mekabel tuma. But the chesh of eifod didn't agree with that, and Rav Yashiv held like that. But many poskim do not assume like the chesh of eifod, and they consider that if you put that a wipe on a tissue would be considered a kesem of dovah sheinu mekabel tuma. Now, barring the issue of if you machmir that if it was after Atolos Meiraglaim, then Yechoshim V'Hargosha for then also will make a difference because then it's a deraisa. But you have to be makel on that as well. And he writes, Rav Morgenstern, that Rav Yashiv had different opinions in different times. Originally, he used to be more machmir on that, that any time after a Atolos Meiraglaim was already a Sofek Hargosha, and then he was had more nuanced approach, not just being Mahmer in all those cases.
Within the view of Rav Avadia, first of all, how Rav Avadia says that you don't know what's there, but I mean the person would feel some liquid there.
Meaning, say a woman urinated and she took a tissue and wiped. So now you're seeing the blood for the first time. It's not like I see blood on my thigh and now I'm wiping it off with a tissue. That, I saw it on my thigh, so the thigh is mekabel tuma, and now it's on my tissue. So that you can't say is kesem shon don v'sheinu mekabel tuma because it was on the mekabel tuma, and you saw it. So, but the case over here when you did a kinuach, so now it's for the it's first appearance is on the tissue.
So it's a din of seeing it but not feeling or being aware that it's there.
Yeah, because anything could it feels. Yeah, anything could be, you know, you don't know it's there till you see it. It could be other things that are liquids that come out of the body and things like that. But till you see the dam, when you see it.
I understand. We're saying from Rav Yashiv, so how would you ever have a case where it would be only Dirbanan from Darshan of Kabbalah Tum, even the Gemara's case of like, it's the Bashal Merchas. You can just say, like where Rav Yashiv is saying, that it was on her originally, and that was on a davar shina kalatum. It was on her goof. How would you ever have a case that would be?
No, but here you didn't transfer anything. Here it showed up on the davar shina kalatum. Here you mekaneach, so you got it from you transferred it over.
As opposed to here, it just sort of falls out.
Yeah, here its first appearance was on the davar shina kalatum.
Correct. So here you didn't see it. Its first appearance is on the tissue, let's say.
Yeah, but you did mekaneach something to get it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, there is another Gemara. Take a look on page 3, Nun Chesem and Aleph. Hahi. And towards the bottom, not the first arrow, the second arrow.
Hahi itza dishtakach ladama b'mashtisa. So there was a woman that was sewing, and she found blood on the string, on one of the strings of the loom. So it wasn't just the regular sewing that we do today. It was more sophisticated, with a loom and a zak and the whole thing. So the question was like this: in the process of her sewing, did she ever put the thread between her legs underneath or not? Or was she just sewing and it was above the legs? So we don't know. Of course, if it was below, between the legs, so it's a possibility that some damnida fell on it. But if it was above, then it didn't. Then it probably not damnida, it was probably something else. So we ask her, she doesn't know. So you know what we tell her? Do it again. And now pay attention. Take two. Do it again, and we'll see. And now you pay attention, and you see if it's going under your leg when you're doing this formation of the loom or whatever. Then it'll be. So he had said the shtachach ladama b'mashdisa. Asay v'kamei Rabbi Yana Amala teizel v'teisi. So do it again, teizel v'teisi. Atanya ain't shown in Bataris, but we have a concept of ain't shown in Bataris. Meaning we don't do take two bataris. So the case Rashi says is, say a person is misatef batalisa, he's putting on his talis, and he's not sure whether he touched a sheretz or something like that. So it was right there. So the question is, did it get that far? So the question is, will we say take two? Do it again and see if it touches. So we don't, because who says just because one time it did, well maybe one time it didn't. You know, you can't tell whether. So ain't shown in Bataris. We don't. In other words, we don't do take two to prove anything Bataris. So the Gemara says ki amina ain't shown in lekula, aval chumer shown in. That's only lekula if you want to be Bataris something. But l'chumra, to be metameh, will say, do it again, and if taka, there was, we'll say the svar of shonen as a chumra, not as a kula. So that's this gemara. Okay. Now, the big problem that's raised in this gemara is that the Rishonim talk about is, what's the story with this string? Is this string mekabel tuma or is it not mekabel tuma? So if you'd say the string is not mekabel tuma, this, because it's not, it's, the string is going to form the beged, but the string itself has no value, it's not, doesn't have any hishtamshus.
Isn't that Taliyana Mishnah, there's an important Mishnah in Kalim that says, hey, you go through the parts of the loom and it says, okay, there are parts that are in the baguette are going to be tame, and the parts that are not are going to be taller.
Let's see. So, Tosis on the top, the third line of Tosis, Vahida Meshtisa de Samach, Nahida Lo Mekabla Tuma. So, as Tosis assumes that it's not mekabel tuma. Mikol mokol mekabel tuma b'negoyim. It's mekabel tuma is negoyim, because you have psukim there. Shiva, eriva, right? It says that in the psukim there in Tazrim Mitzora. So tumas negoyim is enough to have a din that it's something of mekabel tumas negoyim. It's it's considered a dover a mekabel tuma, and then there'll be ksam. So it might not be mekabel other tumas, sherets, and other things like that, because it's not a beged yet.
for Tumas Negoim, it will be Mekabel. So that's how Tosis explains. However, there are other Rishonim that ask the same question and give different terutzim to this question. So take a look on page 10, in the Raivin and the Balei Nefesh on page 10. So says the Ravid, I feel what to kakol and yashol and matzol adam, mean a little as well, call us a hainu yosim kris to meyat, I mean, come on, dein aloha grab in the chemi. So he says, so the Ravid says a big kiddush, he says, we don't pass them like Reb Nechemya, in Achanami. The mashtis is not mekabel tumma, or maybe even if it is, maybe tumas negoyim is not sufficient. And the raya is from this gemara, because this Gemara, by he that also the hava mashtisa, veshkach dam tusa mashtisa, and you see that there was a shail of tumas ksamim. So you see from here that it's not mekabel tum. That even though mashtisa, in other words, he has the same kash as toisus. Ah, it's not mekabel tuma. So the answer is, we don't pass it like Reb Nechemya. That's what the Ravid says. That's a big chumrah. We don't pass it like this. We know what the conclusion is. We're going to know that we assume that it has to be Mekabel Tumah. But the Ravid learned not that way. That's the Ravid. Because the Ravid's a big player in these, but sometimes he says chidushim that we don't follow. You know, the Ravid of the Balei Nefesh is a big, significant in the halachic process of Hilchos Nida. He's a major player, but nonetheless, you know, he can be outvoted. Now the Balamor in the Hasagas Balamor, he says, the Ravid's kasha. He says, Einzu raya ledvarav. He says, because you got the wrong shot in the Gemara. You see, it's hard to prove any proof of something from a Gemara. There's always, you know, to prove conclusively. He's saying, because who says the mashtisa is the thread? Maybe the mashtisa is the kli, the needle, or whatever you call it. That's the mashtisa, and it fell on that. He mashtisa kli origu. V'dovah mekabel tumahu. The metargina ima masechta ima chsani mashtisa. So Mamela, so then the kasha falls off because it's a kli. You want to tell me the thread maybe is not Mekabel Tumah, but that's not shot in the Gemara. So again, he's not saying what he's saying, the same conclusion as Tosis, that you need that we do paskin like Reb Nechemya, but he's saying a different mahalach. But again, this is only because it's mibachutz. If it would have been mibifnim, we wouldn't care that it's not mekabel tumah, right? We wouldn't care. Okay, so and that's how we pass in lahalacha, that you need something that's mekabel tumah to have a din of some. Now, why is that? What's the reason for this halacha? So Tosis makes a comment on page 3 in Nun Chesem Aleph. Taimi the Reb Nechemya came into Dovash HaKesem Botor Gam Al Isha Lo Gozer Tumah. So they equate the two, but it still doesn't explain it. So the Chidushei Haran is the one who explains it in a very clear, concise way. Kiddushin around on page 5. Avada hachikama, the kevin de midaraisa, in tmeya el bargosha, lo gozo bedova makabal tumma. Avadova shayin makabal tumma lo, vaino time shum de bova makabal tumma, kevin shamash and nimtsa olav hakesem, tome, gozo barabon, kadesh loivu latar habegit. Avakashin nimtsa bedova shayin makabal tumma lo gozo alisha kla. There was really, you see, there are two aspects to Hilchas Nida. There's one, is the Nida is Metame the person. She's a Nida, she's also a Baila. And then the blood itself is Tame, and it's Metame the Beged. Today we don't care about the Tumas HaBeged because we don't deal with Taurus today. But the Dam is Metame the Beged. The Dam is Metame the Beged. So we're afraid. The fact that the beged is tamei tahor should have nothing to do with the gavra, with the person. Either there is a gzeiris k'samim or there's no gzeiris k'samim. But while we're afraid, if we're going to say that the person by a kesem is tahor, and then we're going to make a mistake and come to me Metayer the Beged as well. And the Beged really should be Tomei, because the Beged has nothing to do with Hargoshas, not Hargoshas. It's Dam, it's Metamei the Beged. So therefore, whenever the Beged is by right supposed to be Mekabel Tuma, we have to answer the person also, so you shouldn't make a mistake. But if anyway the Beged is not going to be Mekabel Tuma, so then we don't need to answer the person. Because the only reason we need to answer the person is because we're going to make a mistake, and if we're going to matter the person, we'll come to be matter the beged incorrectly. Because so the beged is always just tome with dam nida. So therefore we have to answer the person also, but if it's found in something that's not mekabel tuma, so then what's the problem? You're gonna come to be mata the other thing, but the other thing's not mekabel tuma anyway. So then you can be mata the person too. That's the chidush haran. There is a note of Yehud. I'm not gonna say it. You can look it over. It's a more pilpulistic way of saying the same thing, but. You can look it on yourself on page 6 and 7 and in the Tshuvas Noda Behuda, but the Ran says it very concisely to the point. Yeah.
That Kesem is either the Kalatuma Madraisa or also the Rabban.
Again?
She gets
a Kesem is always only the Rabban.
So the item that gets on us in the Beged would also be the Rabban?
No, that's a Daraisa.
So even though she's not
in
the Raisa, it's
Tumi Tarei Rabban. Tumi, right, the Beged could be Tumi Raisa, because that's the Metzias of Dam Nidus, is Tumi.
So, according to the Ran nowadays, the Leoshes are more of go by the Tumas of the Gadim, so any of them should be okay? Anything that's not Mekabel?
No, because Lamais is still Tumi, even though we don't care about Tumah. That doesn't take away the fact that the Tum exists. No, we're not going to say that Bezman is there, so okay, so let us retire the, you know, because it's irrelevant, Bezman is there, so the whole thing, no, they made a gzera. So even though one could say, like you're saying, maybe Bezman is there, that who cares if we retire the beggar Shaloka did? But we don't care about Tum and retire Bezman is there other than Isser Labayla. So then maybe we should retire the person also, even in something that's Mekabel Tuma. So that we don't do because it was Kvar Nikba, the way Chazal, where it goes there, because Lamaisa it's Mekabel Tuma. So even though today Lo Ichbas Lon Bezeh, but nonetheless, we still have the same halakha. Yeah.
If the Dam that she's seen in the Kesem isn't Dam Nida, so why
stam, it is. It's still from the makor. It's not damaka. It's still from the uterus. So the din of hargasha is only a special gzeres hakosuv by the person. So metame the person, but dam nida is metame begodim irrespective of that.
Even though she wouldn't be considered a nida, we still consider that to be dam nida.
Still dam nida, right? Whereas a kesem is dam nida, even though in certain cases you won't become a nida, but it's still dam nida. Right, whereas a maka is not damnida b'chlam. Oh. Okay, so okay, now there is a chiddush of the Sidrei Tara on page 8. Again, the Sidrei Tara is one of the classical Mefarshim and Hilchos Nida. And there's a lot of... We've done Sidrei Taras before this year. But it has a lot of Chidushim, and you always have to know what the Sidrei Tara says, whether we follow it or not. You can't not know that Sidrei Tara is also... In the Poskim world, in the Achronim world, the Sidrei Tara is a big player in Hilchos Hilchos Nida. Like in the Rishonim world, the Balei Nefesh of the Ravid is can't not know a Balei Nefesh of the Ravid. Well, so he says a big chiddush. He says like this: what if you have like this? You said an evan, a rock, is not mekabel tuma, right? A vonim is not mekabel tuma. So say like the following case: you have a rock sitting on a chves, a metal kli. Okay, and there's a big rock in the metal kli, and the woman is on top of the rock, and she gets up, and sure enough, there's blood on the rock.
If she's a zolder, then it would still be tummy.
Slow. Right? She there's a rock. And she has a kesem on the rock. Right? So you'd say what? The kesem, so don't shame a kabel tuma, right? But what if there's a concept of tumas masa? Say something. Say by mace, right? If you touch the mace, that's maga. Say you pick up the mace, but not by touching the mace, you just pick up the bed that the mace is in. So that's tumas masi, mekabel tumas mace also, because you carried the mace even if you didn't touch it. So the same thing by damnida. It's metabe b'masa also. So he wants to say, if the whole svara of to be metaher by Kesem B'Dovashayin Mekabel Tuma is because what? It's because it'll be, we'll come to, if we're going to retire the woman, we'll come to retire the Beged and Shalokadin. So over here, granted that the Evan is not, but there's Masa going on because it's being carried by what? Something that is Mekabel Tuma. Something that is Mekabel Tuma. So Memela, even though it didn't fall directly on the thing that's Mekabel Tuma, but still, since it affects something that's going to Mekabel Tuma anyway, so then you won't get the kula of Dovr She'eino Mekabel Tuma. An example that's given, we'll see Rav Avraham Kohen and others discuss, according to the Sidrei Tara, we said before, what's this question? If a woman, say, let's assume tissues are not mekabel tuma because they're disposable, right? So if a woman wipes with the tissue, so if you don't hold like the Cheshev Eivod, Cheshev Eivod said that's called the kesem on a body, and then you just transfer. But others say, no, that's called the kesem on a tissue, the enu mekabel tuma, so she's and assuming that a tissue is not mekabel tumah, so she's tahor. But says the Sidrei Tara, yeah, but if you're carrying dam nida, you're carrying a tissue, so then the dam nida is what? You're doing a maso on the dam nida, so it's matame the person. So therefore, we should say that it's tame, because if we're going to be matame the person, we'll come to, you know, mitzad the dam nida, we'll make the same mistake, because here, granted, the tissue's not makabel tumah, but the person's makabel tumah, because even though the person's not touching the dam, and the dam is not on the person, but the person is doing a masa to the dam nida. So then, if according to this, as Rav Avraham Cohen points out, as we'll see, any time she does a kinuach, we're not going to give the kula of what? Again, we're not going to follow this in the end, but just so I don't want you to think I'm, you know, but just for now, he's saying that this could be a good svara, saying not to have any kula of kesem and dov sheinu mekabel tumah whenever a person is holding dam nida, even though he's not touching the dam directly, but is a masa to the dam nida, so therefore the person will be mekabel tumah, so therefore we have to ask the nida also. We have to answer the need also. So Mimela, so that's his yisod. That according to the Ran, it shouldn't matter if the thing that the dam is on directly is mekabel tumah, as long as any tumah is being transferred by the dam nida, then we have to answer the person also. Or else it's going to be, we're going to come to be matush lokadin. Let's see that inside, and I'll take your questions in a second page. Mizeh yotzol lanu chidush din. The uterus itself is tummy, so the dam is tummy. Because if we're not gonna metame the woman, then people will matir the begot. Because the kli tachton is carrying the stone, mishum hachi gozru nami ala isha. And that's the chumrah of the Sidrei Tara. The chumrah of the Sidrei Tara. That as long as something, so Mamelu, based on this, say, you know, there's going to be a discussion, I don't know if we'll get to it today or tomorrow, whether synthetic things are mekabel tumah, synthetic underwear or something like that. The whole discussion. But the Sidrei Tara says, who cares? Because a person, say there's dam nida on the synthetic underwear, but the person, so even though the person's not touching the dam nida, but the person's carrying it, he's wearing the clothing, so it's a masa. So Mamela, so once any tumah is going to be transmitted, even secondary, then we have to ask the woman too. Even though the thing that the dam nida lands on, it itself is not makabel tumah, but it's causing a tumah when it landed on the stone. It's causing a tumah on the kli underneath that's carrying the stone, so to speak. And that's the chiddush of the Sidrei Tara. What? What about mashtisa? Sorry, Talkman asked, what about mashtisa? So, right, because mashtisa, so, right, so there we're saying it's, mashtisa is makabel to, either the Tosis holds it's makabel to,
yeah, but they need all the terrorism, all the Rishonim and give all the terrorism. Oh, really? No, it's makabel to, that's not good. Or really, it is makabel to, or we don't pass like a nechemia. But what do you mean? Even if it's not
right, no, that was what I was talking about saying, but the fact that the Rishonim didn't answer that, in other words, why did they say very simple? that in a chanami the mashtisa is not mekabel tumah. But who cares? Because the person was carrying the mashtisa. So that's a great question. That's a great question. You hear what he's asking? You hear what he's asking? That don't you see from the fact that no Rishon answered that? We had the Tosfos, the Ravid, the Balamor. No one answered that. So I guess they'll say, but the Ran maybe would have answered that. But in the Chanami, the Pashtus is the fact that we have so many prominent Rishonim not asking that. That's maybe a little shtickle reyesa in the Teretz. But maybe he'll say back. I don't know. You have to see, is there any, you know, the Ran?
Like it's his Kiddush. It's not a Kiddush din.
Right. But it's you hear these questions. Question is a Givaldika question. Because it seems that at least those three Rishonim at least are. The Balamor.
Balamor's answer is better. It is Makamatum
already. Right, so
no,
he doesn't.
Because even the Shitaska,
right, in other words.
Well,
in other words, Rabbi Tarkum would say it would be a better Teretz. See, the Balamor is just saying you got the wrong shot in the Gemara. A better Teretz would have been like Rabbi Tarkum was saying, even if you want to say you're right that it's talking about the thread, it's still not good. That would have been Balamor's Teretz is he has to give some new pshat in the Gemara, which may or may not be the pashat pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Tarkum was saying the Balamor didn't have to work so hard. He didn't have to work so hard. Yeah.
I don't know the thesis of the case, but is it necessary that she keep holding the threads, meaning the machine is also involved in this? Was she holding the thread when it was Kabbalah Tumah?
Was she?
Then you're surely holding the thread, and you get out of the position. So it's apparent.
Yeah.
No,
the dom got on to the thread.
No, I know that, but
it's talking about
she's not
half or under her thigh.
She's carrying it, or something.
Well, so what does it mean to do it again? So what are you going to do again? Maybe I don't know. Okay, you know, 20 some years ago when Daf Yomi was learning Perek Oreg, so you had this Rav from London who came, I remember Reuben Shul, some 20 some years ago, maybe more by now, maybe, and they had so he brought in the loom and he showed exactly what was going on there, and
Does the case by the rock in the metal please specifically say that it's Tumas Masa? It could maybe be Evan Misama. Maybe that's why the plea is coming.
Yeah.
And then that wouldn't really be applicable to the new case.
So which case are you talking about?
In the case with the blood on the rock, which is in the metal plate. I mean, it's not exactly the same as Evan Misama, but...
Well, I just made up that case. I mean, you can give other cases.
Right.
It can be a tissue that's laying on top of a metal plate or something like that. It didn't have to be a rock. Oh, but if you take a look, there's a Minchas Chinuch. There is a Minchas Chinuch. Did I put the Minchas Chinuch in here? Okay, if I didn't put it, I'll show it to you in a secondary source. Could be I didn't put it in. Okay, there are five colon. On page 9. He'll quote, so it's you'll look it up. The Bari HaShulchan.
Dovashen HaMekabel Tumah. Kosov V'Sidrei Tara. Fein L'Hakshashim. Nimtza Kesel Dovashen HaMekabel Tumah. Menuch B'Kli HaMekabel Tumah. Hoil Adam B'Tameh HaKli B'Masa. Picture. So hikshol of a minchas chinuch, the rov rishon leket tumas masa bekeila. So that's Stam is saying that
the example is because tumas masa might only be in a person is carrying, but when a kli is, so to speak, carrying a kli, you don't view that as masa. You just view that as a kli on top of a kli. Don't say that the outer kli is carrying the inner kli. It's just touching the inner kli. You don't view that as a. So the Michas Chinuch says, but Rav Chaim Cohen says, you see that the only nekuda he chepid with the Sidrei Tara is this nekuda of whether there's masa bekelim. But on the issue of what? Of the etzem yisod of the. So we'll change the case. Not to be masa bekelim, but a case of a person. So then he thinks the Michas Chinuch would be maskim. Oman al ikur dvar lo neklacha ha-Michas Chinuch. And then he says, v'nafkemina, that's what we quoted before from Rav Chaim Cohen, ba'odem ha-machzik b'yodo dove she'enu mekabal tubma v'nimtzol lov kesem the ba'odem ikur shaper tumas masa v'yishu t'mei be'kai gavdem mishum kesem and shom b'sidu t'char so who's he came b'mashmo'os haran b'chidushav. Okay, so that's the I think Rav Yashiv in one place also is choshish for this Sidrei Tara, but the Pashas is not like this Sidrei Tara. And then he brings rayas from that others didn't hold from the Sidrei Tara, even though it makes you know the logic makes sense. But you could say that they were only this is what the Takana was, and they didn't go so vite to be choshish that on something that wasn't part of the. Of the takana, the takana was only the thing directly. In Uchanami, the logic, you know, Sidrei Tara is working with logic, but that doesn't mean that was the etzem ha-takana. It makes logical based on the Ran. It makes sense, but it could still be that that's not the halacha. Yeah.
Is that an accepted notion that tumas masa is only by people?
Well, he's
the Minchas Chinuch. You have to look to see what he says. Rov Rishonim. So, but
we don't care about that nekuda so much because that's we want to know if the etzim, you know, because the case that really concerns us is when a person is holding on to something, saying a mekabel tum and doing a kinuach. What's going to be the story? That's more relevant, and whether this nekuda is right or wrong, okay, you know that's not so so crucial.
I'm still not getting it though, because the Gemara, which is dealing with, we brought down all those Rishonim about whether the string is a kaltum or not. Like I said before, isn't that just tali in where the string is on the loom? Like there's a first Mishnah in Kehillim that says if the string is like nearer the part where it's being made,
then some.
If not, it's
all
so just
told,
that's just
telling
Metzius.
Right, but I guess the Rishonim were assuming it's the problematic one.
Right, okay.
So then he writes like this, Omna Medivre Chasim Sover, back in the Five of Kohen. The Five of Kohen is a contemporary person. He was a Talmud of Rav Hutnin Chaim Berlin. And he was a Rav in Flappish. Now he left Flappish. He lives in Lakewood, and he writes these Mishnah Berurah-like svarim on parts of Yerodea. Him and his son, both of them. So between the two of them, maybe they'll finish Yerodea one day. I mean, he did Nida and Tvila and Basa B'cholov and Taruvis. And his son did Ribbis and Pasakum and Bishalakum. So it's right in Mishnah Berurah. When the Chavetz Chaim wrote it, he did it with son-in-law, whatever they were working on it together. It took 20 some years to do all
all of our chayim. That's why Rav Shach likes to quote that in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, they point out that the steer is sometimes in the Mishnah Berurah. So the answer that's given is that because sometimes it was written by one person, and the other part was written by another person. So he felt the Iker Din was like one shita, and he felt like the other shita. And so usually it's consistent, but once in a while there could be discrepancies in that. You know, Rabbi Hecht retired from the high school, so and they wrote something up in the high school newspaper. So he said that Rabbi Mendel Zaks used to be the bochin in yeshiva. Rabbi Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He was a bochin here in YU, and he lived in the west side in the same building where Rav Aaron Kotler. They both lived on the west side, and so he says, Rabbi Hecht, that the final redaction of going over the Mishnah Berurah was done in that building, this building, the building we're in. So it's a historical building. A lot of things. Rabbi Mendel Zaks was a big goan, and he was the bochin here in the yeshiva. So he says, Omnam b'divrei chasam sofer yesh lumod lo svir lekasidrei tara. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about somebody who did a bedika with an H ein baduk. H ein baduk means that you didn't check before you did the bedika to see if it was clean or not. So it could be whatever stain you're going to find on the, whatever dam you're going to find, maybe it was there from before. So it was H ein baduk. Now, H ein baduk, we give the din of a kesem, meaning there's a din of a gris va'od. So he says, heche she'ed einu mekabel tumu. Fidas ha'sidre tare ein af kemina b'zeh, kevin she'i mechzika ha'ed b'yoda, v'no se'i dam ha'nida k'ay gavdi, yesh lo da. Yeah, he says, it shouldn't make a difference. And then the Shulchan Aruch Harav Hagraz, Shulchan Aruch Harav Gon Rav Zalman Kuntres Acheron Hechich Shalde Bedika Felav Chashash Darais Algav Shib Svur Shalom Hagisha. If you did a bedika with a Dov Sheinu Mekabel Tuma, it's still going to be a Darais, because maybe it was camouflaged by the Timokay Lama. Because he says, if that be the case, why should you be tamei at all? Because it's einu mekabel tuma. So it must be that it's a chashash d'oraisa. Once you go inside and you do a bedika with some shein mekabel tuma, it's a chashash d'oraisa. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. So why? But the question is, no. Maybe you could say that it's not a chashash d'oraisa, but it'll still be tamei because it's the dov shein mekabel tuma is being held by something that is mekabel tuma. Because he's saying he really shouldn't be mekabel tuma at all, but who said? Came sheikah habedika he betzemer geffen sheinu mekabel tuma ayin sham. So you see from there that he was saying that if it wouldn't have been a chashash the rice of the hargasha, you did a bedika with something that's einu mekabel tuma, would have been tahora. But why? You're holding it, and you're a person mekabel tuma. So you see that he also didn't hold from the sidre tara. So tzarachim. Okay. So that's. But it's. It's an important sheet to know, but Pashtus is we don't hold from the sheet. We don't hold from this the shita, and therefore the din would be that tar. But again, anything inside is a. I had a shaila over. Sometimes women need to put medicine inside vaginally, so they have a applicator they put inside, and to put the medicine in. So what happens sometimes is they take it out, and there's blood on the applicator. So that's a big shilus. That went inside. Now the applicator could be is makabel tuma. I mean, if it's maybe a disposable one, but a lot of them are not necessarily disposable. So then we sent it to check out. So sometimes the woman found that there was a erosion on the that the cervix was inflamed, or there was, and they saw that that's where the blood was from, so therefore you could be makel. But if we wouldn't been able to find it, so since it went inside, we couldn't be makel, because that's like a bedika, it goes inside. Okay. Another shaila that came up over Yantif, we were discussing forceps. So the Rogachover, the Graf Shechter quoted, the Rogachover held that the difference between Hargasha and not is whether the was hormonal or not. Whenever anything is hormonal, so that's considered like Hargasha, and if it's not, then not. So that's why the Rogachover says that if you take a baby out with forceps, so that it's not hormonal with you. Of course, forceps is you take something, you put it on the head, and you're yanking it out. So the Rogachover said that maybe that's called a Yotzei Dofen. And therefore, that's Rav Shachter puts it together, and therefore also in Hilchas Nida, it's not considered Riya, because that's not a Riya, because it's not hormonal. And Rav Shachter says from the Rogachover that these two halachas of what's called a Leida and what's called a Riya are all tolly in this one Yisod of what's considered a, whether it's hormonal or not hormonal. Anything hormonal is a Riyah, and therefore it's a Leida. And if it's not hormonal, then it's not a Leida, and not. So therefore, the Rogachev is a big Kiddush, that if you have a vaginal delivery, but it wasn't, but it was pulled out with the forceps, then that's called a Yotzei Dofen, even though it wasn't a C-section. So somebody had the Shaila. They had a child that was born before Yantif. They had a child that was born before Yantif. And the eighth day would be on Yantif, one of the days of Yantif. And we know the halacha is that a C-section is not doch Shabbos on Yantif. Right? Yotzei Dofen, you don't have a bris, it's not doch Shabbos if it's a C-section. So the question is this considered a C-section? So most hold that the mice, it's not a... I had Rabbi Katzstein Sr., the older moil in Broyers, was in Eretz Yisrael, so his son called him up before Yontif, and he said that, he would do the bris even on Shabbos. He has no chashash for the shita that's considered a... Yotzei Dofen. If it's a vaginal delivery, so even though it was yanked out, okay. Now there's a whole other section to this packet that again we could start now, but I'd rather not start it now because it's 10:25 now. And okay, one of these days I'm gonna have to make up for all these things but I'd rather do it in Benachas, and so we're gonna still have one more time on this packet. It's very important to understand what the status of paper is. Paper and tissues, that whole discussion where I spoke very briefly about disposable versus not disposable. So first there's a whole discussion, what's the status of a piece of paper and different sheets, and that comes up. So bring next time this packet 6 with the supplement, and we'll do it. So Bez Hashem, it's good to see you all back, and we should all be matzliach in the learning here. So we'll see. Bez Hashem will continue on Wednesday. Yes, Mr. Shmaya.